Bank of Cardiff, this is Gabe.
This is Don Van Leeuwen. I had a flyer for me in the mail.
Okay, give me one. Did you have a 16-digit code there?
Yes, got it in front of me.
Alrighty, I'm ready when you are.
2311-0401-0030-2823.
Alright, give me a moment here. And you said this was John Van
Leeuwen.
John Van Leeuwen, perfect.
L-E-E-U-W-E-N.
All right, John. Are you down, in case we get disconnected, is this a cell phone you're calling off of? Is this a company phone?
It's a regular home phone.
Okay, home phone. All right. I don't have a business down on file here. What business are you with, John?
I'm in the dairy business.
Well, what's the name of your business?
John Van Leeuwen Dairy and Ranch.
John Van Leeuwen Dairy and Ranch?
And Ranch, yeah.
Okay.
Let me just... We milk cows and we farm property to grow feed.
Okay. What, do you guys grow with, like, corn or something for feed?
No. We farm in a high desert. Cannot grow corn. It's too hot.
Oh. What do you guys grow?
Sorghum.
Okay. Let me just confirm some information we have here real quick, John, and then we'll answer any questions you might have. All right? I have, excuse me. I have the billing address down as 1241 West Cedar Street, Ontario, California, 91762.
Cedar Court.
Oh, it's a West Cedar Court.
It's a cul-de-sac.
Okay. Is the business incorporated? Are you guys an LLC, sole proprietorship there?
It's a family limited partnership.
So it's a partnership? Okay. All right. And then how long have you been in business, John?
50 years.
50 years. Wow. What's the best number for the company phone there so we can have on file?
The number I'm calling you.
Okay.
909-395-5036.
Okay. All right, John, yeah, if you can tell me what your need is there at the business, we'll steer you in the right direction here in regards to our programs. Well, what are you looking to do?
Probably $150,000 to catch up on bills.
Okay.
I'm at Rabobank, and my bank is turning chicken.
What's that? Your bank's turning chicken?
Turning chicken.
They cut you off from funds there, or what's going on?
They don't want to advance me money.
Okay.
And I pay almost $90,000 a month to them.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know, I hear about this all day long from business owners, and it's crazy. Is that $90,000 a month? Is that part mortgage, part loan, or what?
I have a loan on my cattle, and that is half of what the cattle is worth.
Okay.
And I pay $35,000 a month on that plus interest, and I have 700 acres of property.
700 acres. Wow. How many cattle do you have?
Oh, well over 1,000.
Okay. Wow.
And the property is all under irrigation. And we have water rights. It's in the high desert.
Okay.
But the bank only considers cattle as equity.
Really? They what's the value of
the value of my cattle is over $3 million.
Really? How much are they individually worth?
$1,400-$1,500.
Okay. Very interesting. Okay, and what did the business do in gross annual sales last year?
Between 5 and 6 million.
Okay.
Gross sales.
Okay. Do you guys distribute all over the country? Is it more
California? No, I belong to a co-op. I'm a member of and co-owner of a co-op.
Okay.
And they pick up milk daily.
Okay.
We produce up to 10,000 gallons a day.
10,000 gallons a day. Wow. That is a lot.
But that's raw milk. It's not pasteurized or nothing.
Do you guys do that all on site, pasteurizing it, getting it ready to everything there on your...
That's what they do.
Okay, so that they handle...
Yeah.
You provide
raw milk, yeah.
Okay, interesting. Yes, so let me ask you a few questions here. How are you... You mentioned it's a partnership. What percentage of the business do you own there?
I really owe 100% of the business, but we wrote it up as a family limited partnership. At my death, the kids can continue.
Okay, so you're 100% owner right now.
Yeah, and of cattle and property.
So 100% owner of the partnership, and do you have a, as far as your bank situation goes, do you have a regular checking account set up? Is it like a trust account?
Yes.
It's a trust account?
Yeah, trust, yeah.
Okay. Let me see here, any current loans? I know we had just discussed one with your local bank there. Do you have any like working capital loans, any other loans besides there with the local bank?
I make some lease payment on irrigation equipment.
Okay.
And that is monthly. And out of 4 lease payments, 2 will be paid off this year.
Okay, so you have some leases on the,
on irrigation equipment.
Okay. Are you familiar with working capital at all?
No.
Working capital loans? Okay. I saw here, you did some, it looks like you might have done some financing with Diversified Financial.
Yes.
Last year. What was that for? Was that for some equipment or?
That is for the irrigation equipment.
That's for the equipment. Okay, perfect. Not going to be an issue here. So working capital, you know, our loans are unsecured. They typically go up to 3 years. You can expect, they are unsecured. You can expect a payback of anywhere, a fixed cost of 10 cents on the dollar, you know, up to, you know, ballpark around 25 cents on the dollar, depending on how everything looks. How is your personal credit?
Personal?
Yeah, is it good, bad, average? How would you describe it?
I don't quite understand the question.
How
we
is
it? Make a house payment.
Okay. Would you say your personal credit, this is a business loan, so this isn't going to show up, you know, as a personal credit, it's going to go into the business. But how would you describe your personal credit? Do you know you like a FICO score?
740, what they call that.
So that'd be good. Yeah, I would say that that's good. Above average. Okay. Yeah, so what I'd like to do here is send you off the application and basically what we're going to look at, John, is we'll look at 6 months business bank statements. And then we're going to look at a one-page application as well as the first page from your tax return. I want to say for the partnership, it's going to be the 1065. We just want to see that first page with the gross annual sales.
Okay.
Alrighty.
What's the interest charge on this type of loan?
So as I previously mentioned, you're typically looking at anywhere 10 cents on the dollar, you know, up to 25 and 30 cents on the dollar on the very high end. You know, based on your time in business, credit, and revenue, I think you're going to be in our, you know, one of our A programs, you know, because, you know, you guys have been around for 50 years. You're not going anywhere. Your credit's good. We typically lend up to 10% of your gross annual sales. So with you guys at 5 or 6 million, I don't see the 150,000 being a problem at all. You know, that's definitely something the business could bring on, you know, and obviously not even be close to being over leveraged. So, yeah, I'd like to shoot. Is there a good email for you, John, where I can send you off that application?
No, I'm an old man. I don't use email. I have a fax machine, and that's it.
Yeah, let's fax you that over. That's not an issue. What's the fax number there, John?
909-395-5013.
Okay, let me just verify that with you. I have 909-395-5013.
Correct.
Okay. All right, John. I'm going to get that faxed out to you here in the next 20 minutes or so, and that fax will have my direct line if you have any questions in the meantime, and it'll also have our fax number in which you can, of course, return the documents to, and we typically get you an answer, and you're looking at 1 to 2 business days. So let's say you fax over the documents to me today. We'd have an answer for you by Friday. All right?
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Yeah, John, it's been nice speaking with you and learning about the business, and I will get that fax sent out to you here shortly, all right?
Thank you.
All right, you have a nice day, sir.
Same to you.
Take care.